What's up, y'all? It's Biggie S'mores back at you with episode 3 of the Biggie S'mores Show. Today I got a special guest, my buddy, Noogie.
Hey.
Today, we're going to start off a little bit different. Because it's opening day in the NBA, we're going to have some NBA takes for you here. And then we'll get into more of the usual later on here. So, who do you like this year, Noogie?
For like the finals?
Yeah, for the finals.
My brain says Golden State Warriors, but I hate them, so I'm gonna say the Houston Rockets versus Boston Celtics. Celtics takes it in 5.
Really?
Yeah. Lakers get swept in the second round.
I don't see anybody being Golden State.
Yeah, they're their little cheat code. They are the Monstars. Doesn't DeMarcus Cousins look like the fat Charles Barkley monster? Does he look like the fat Monstar?
He does look like the fat Monstar.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say fat. That's insensitive. He looks like the thick Monstar.
That he does. I don't see anybody beating Golden State.
No, they are.
As far as the East goes, man, as long as Boston stays healthy, I don't see anybody knocking them off either. I mean, I guess it all kind of depends on how things go with Kawhi in Toronto.
I mean, the East is all open. I mean, ever since LeBron leaving, it's open.
That's the thing, you know, you could... Even Cleveland could still sneak into the playoffs.
Not with Tristan Thompson. Not with Tristan Thompson leading the way.
You still got Kevin Love there, though, man.
Yeah, and they do have that new rookie point guard that I really love. That Colin Sexton kid.
So, yeah, I can't really waver away from chalk, really, man.
Could you imagine a JR versus the Warriors? Oh, LeBron-less? JR Cleveland led team against the Warriors?
That'd be the greatest thing.
It'd be disastrous.
That would be the greatest thing. Nobody would know how much time was left in the game.
JR scoring 50 on 60 attempts.
You'd be lucky. It'd be like 80 shots.
80 shots, 15 points. 5 for 80.
Shit. Yeah. With Houston, it's Melo, man. Melo's washed. He can't play defense. As you've said a million times, the dude's built like a Jeep.
He's built like a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Like, he's so top heavy. He can't play D. Harden ain't playing no D for nobody, you know.
I think they're like, I think they have their own bets of who can play the least amount of D.
CP3's automatically out of that because his ass is so intense.
But the thing is, he's not a winner. Like, if you think about it, all the best winners in the history of the game, they create moments. I can't think of any moment that he had. Maybe almost beating the Spurs when he was on the Hornets, and then did they beat the Spurs with the Clippers in 2013?
I don't think so.
I feel like that they took it to Game 7 and won, and then lost to the Warriors.
No. Because that was 2013.
But did they lose to OKC?
The Spurs were in the finals that year.
2013?
Yeah.
Wait, the Heat? Yeah, Heat and Spurs, yeah?
The Heat won in 2013.
Yeah, you're right. So they must have lost in Game 7 then.
No, the Spurs won in 2013.
I thought they won in... Oh, because 2014 was the Mavs. No, I'm sorry, I'm stupid.
2010 was the Mavs. Then it was 11 and 12 was... Or no.
No, this, 14 this they won, into, and then Bron left,
this
right?
This turned into a terrible segment. 14 was the year Golden State won, wasn't it? And then...
No, I thought that was 15.
Maybe it was 15.
2015 was the start of the reign of these
Warriors. Yeah, you're right.
So 14 must have been Spurs, because then Braun left after that.
Yep.
So anyways, Chris Paul is not a proven winner. He had a chance to last year and he didn't show up.
Now that you say it, I've never really thought about it like that.
Like, what moments does he create?
I mean, like, I always think about just how, for one thing, how good of a fucking passer he is.
No, yeah, but he's not a point guard I would want to start a team with. If I'm picking a point guard to start a team with, I'm either going with Kyrie or Steph.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Minnesota. Jimmy Butler's going to be somewhere.
Not on a team, but somewhere.
We don't know where.
He'll be somewhere.
We don't know where. It ain't going to be Minnesota.
He'll be somewhere. Let me tell you that.
Somewhere. I keep hearing that Houston's trying to work a deal.
Oh, man. That would be awful. Could you imagine?
Jimmy Butler and Melo. Oh,
two cancers in one room?
Ooh. Maybe they'll cancel each other out.
No. It's not how cancer works. No, I don't know. That if anyone came to practice and told me that they needed me or that I need them, I'm letting you go right there. Hold on, let me make an executive decision. Have a nice day.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's just because I'm an old man now. But I'm not a big fan of like Karl Anthony Towns.
What?
He's got so much potential, but he doesn't put out the effort.
I haven't really watched them, but I've watched here and there, and I've looked at stats. But he looks great on paper. He is like the next. Like, he has more potential than Anthony Davis, in my opinion.
That team should be so much better than it is on paper.
That's true.
Games aren't won on paper.
Mm-hmm. They got Wiggins, who is, I don't know if he's really,
that's the thing. I mean, I can't even tell you how long he's been in the league now, and you still don't know, like,
right, he's kinda
what
iffy.
He's ever gonna be.
It's because he's wearing Adidas, that's why.
I just knock the three stripes like that.
I never catch me in any Adidas basketball shoe.
Any new Adidas basketball shoe.
Look what they did to D-Rose.
Well, can't argue with that. Hey, man, the D-Rose 9 just dropped.
I haven't seen those. I gotta look at them.
I don't think I've seen them. I don't remember if I have or not.
He's got a pretty sweet logo. I do like that logo a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the best. But that kind of helps segue us into... Who do you think's gonna be the sneaker champion of the NBA?
Lance Stephenson. Nike, get him a shoe. I will buy all colors. Get him one.
You saying the three stripes and it being opening night, we saw Jaylen Brown breaking out the old T-Max. One blue, one red. T-Max 3s.
They were beautiful.
That was nice.
I respect the game.
That was nice. I think PJ Tucker is going to bring you the most heat.
Yeah, PJ Tucker has all the... Him, Chris Paul, DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar only rocks Kobe's, though. So
I love the Kobe look. It looks so sleek.
And I don't know how it's going to be with him in San Antonio and, you know...
Silver and black. Yeah, there's no cool Kobe.
I mean, granted, they don't have to stick to just team colors anymore. They can wear whatever they want.
Oh, yeah, they passed that, huh?
Yeah.
But they still haven't passed that ruling on JR's tattoo. I heard Lonzo. No, I heard Lonzo can't even.
Yeah, Lonzo's got to cover up his triple Bs.
Triple Bs.
Speaking of triple Bs, man, dude ain't even wearing triple Bs. He's wearing Kobe ADs. Like, what is that?
Hey, let Melo get in the league. Melo to the league. What up? I said
it. Man, don't even get me started.
Hey, no Triple B slander. I really respect what LeVar is doing for his kids. I just don't care for Jello.
Nobody cares for Jello.
How? No. Okay, so how are you rich and your dad buys you anything you want? All you have to do is work hard and you go to China and you steal.
You steal?
Sunglasses. Like, it was the end of summer. What do you need sunglasses for?
You got me, man. You got me. You know LeBron's still gonna bring heat, man.
Yes.
Especially like now that we're starting to see retros roll out, and me and you just talked about this off air, but the LeBron 2s have been rumored to be coming back.
Yeah.
I've seen supposed retros of the LeBron 3s. So we'll see. I got a feeling LeBron's going to pull something out. Plus, the LeBron 16s have got some mean colorways that we've seen already.
I really like the style.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was interesting that they went with the same midsole, outsole as the 15.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if it works and it's comfortable for him, why not, you know?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't buy basketball shoes for comfort. I'm be completely honest with you here. I have never bought anything for comfort. That's why I've like stayed away from all these Jordans that have been releasing the past 10 years.
See, and I'm kind of the same way, but at the same time, like I do like how JB's gone towards
performance.
That performance, and like I think that's such an important thing to like keep establishing, that you know, like the thing is that new Air Jordan every year like sets the bar, like, you know, it's almost always the best performing basketball shoe out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important thing, like as far as stylizing goes, like I hated the 28s and that ugly ass shroud zip up thing like halfway up your calf.
Oh,
that was stupid. But like the 30s I loved. Like I thought those were so dope. I like
the recent 32s. I really like the concept and the make of that model.
See, like I liked the idea of having this retro, like let's pay homage to, you know, like with the 31s, the Jordan 1s, or with the 32s, it was the 2s. But I do like this switch it up with the 33s where they're about performance. It's not necessarily like you're out there trying to make an updated version of the Jordan 3.
Right.
You know, and I mean, like Jordan's done it at least once already when they came out with the Alpha 1s. And then they also had, everybody forgets about them, but they also came out with a Jordan 2 that had a full-length Air Max sole that had like the 360 Air Max that like the LeBron line has.
Oh yeah,
and those are dope, and I wish I could find them. But yeah, they had the Jordan Alpha 1s, which I have a pair of and I do like, but
they gotta come up with some new colorways, man. How many times are they gonna re-release the Cement 3s? How many times am I going to see a 3 release each year? I die a little inside every time I see that release date. It's a
conversation for a different day.
JB, if you're listening, stop.
Stop with that.
That's abuse.
It's kind of like what I touched on with in my last podcast with AND1. Like, why are we releasing the Tai Chis every single year?
Hold on, don't talk shit about the Tai Chis.
I know you love the Tai Chis. Love
the Tai Chis.
But dude, I don't need to see them back on shelves every year when they're just going to hit the clearance rack for $30. Like, I don't need to see that. It's the same thing with the Reebok Question.
Hey, are we,
like, it's a great shoe, but it's you're just saturating the market with it. Nobody wants it anymore.
I will buy a pair every year until I am
there you go, Reebok. You got one dude who's going to buy every Reebok Question you guys put out.
That account overdraft is worth it.
Shit. So with that being said, how do you feel about the new KDs?
You know, I own a pair of KD 10s And I swore off of KD, but they're really comfortable, and I just looked at the model like a couple weeks ago. The 11s look nice. I really do like, it's like a sleek model, and it looks really comfortable, and it looks like it has a lot of lockdown.
Yeah. I think they're ugly.
You don't like them?
I don't like them. It's so plain and basic. Like, there's nothing.
What do you expect from a guy that doesn't brush his hair?
I don't know, man. I wish we could get back to, like, the KD4s, KD5s.
KD6.
KD6s were sexy. I personally really like the KD7s.
Okay.
I wish we could get back to that. Like, you know, it's like I was just talking about the Jordan brand, like how they're pushing for performance so much. But, like, at the same time, like, you see this in, like, Kobe, the Kobes, the LeBrons, the KDs are all sitting here with these, you know, fly knit uppers or battle knit or whatever they want to call it. And it's just like everything looks the same.
Yeah, it's regurgitated, honestly. Know? Like the LeBrons, like we were just saying, like they kind of are remixing everything, the fly knit upper.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that's like the theme, and it has been the theme the past 3-4 years.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I get it, like, but at the same time,
do something else, like kinda, put some cement, like, in my shoes.
it's cool that we're pushing performance and technology in that, but
at the end of the day, you have to sell something that people want to buy.
It's gotta be somewhat stylized. No, I agree. You know, I thought the LeBron 14 like was a shoe that like not only did it feel good and play good, but it looked good.
Yeah.
And even like the PGs. I think the first PGs look really good.
Does he even have a 3?
Despite the fact that I hate Paul George.
Because he got catfished? Because he got catfished?
Everybody forgets he got catfished.
Hey, it's okay. I've been catfished before.
He's not as good as everybody says he is.
No, he's pretty awful now.
But no, your question about the PG3s, there hasn't actually been like a third one unveiled. There was the first one, the second one, and then there's the PG2.5, which is a mix of the first two.
Oh god. I heard that they won't release the 3 until he averages more than 9 points in a playoff series. That's what I heard. I don't know. I'm chilling though.
Hey man, what did he call himself? Playoff P.
Oh my god, it's a cool name, and I like names that are like
PJ. Call yourself Playoff P. Like
that stuff is cool, but like, come on, man. Like,
you can't call yourself Playoff P.
That's a sweet name. I'm changing that to my Twitter handle. Follow me at Noogie P.
Playoff
Noogie P. Speaking of that, though, this past year, I was working when, do you know like the Kith LeBrons that dropped?
Yeah.
So I was working, super busy, and I lied and told my manager, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Like, you know, like it's been an ongoing issue for me. I think I have IBS. And I sat there like, on my phone refreshing it and just hoping that like I'd be able to get in and trying to buy it. No, I spent like 30 minutes in the bathroom, didn't get that.
So. Now, I've been in a similar situation.
Are we the same person?
Close. Actually, back when I was working the security job in my little box, I used to sit down on my phone on Saturday mornings and try and get Jordan releases.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I remember it was right around Christmas they had the bread ones drop.
Mm.
And like I wanted those so bad, but one of my guys had called in, and so I had to be there. So I couldn't, and I tried like hell to get them, but I wasn't able to. Bad signal out there, and then.
Shout out Menards.
I mean, yo, can you guys get some public Wi-Fi?
Shout out Menards. I
see
you.
Please get some public Wi-Fi.
But they still got those Tai Chis, right?
So this week we do actually have a couple big shoes dropping. We got the first colorway of the Jordan 33s, which officially they're white, metallic, gold.
Love it.
And vast gray, whatever you want to call that. Yeah,
that's just fancy people gray.
Yeah, I don't. Which, on a side note, like, let's be real, like, what's the difference between, like, cool gray and wolf gray? They're just trying to get your dollar again.
Because wolf is a cool word, but how do you, which spelling are we taking of gray? Is it G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y?
I think it's G-R-E-Y. Like, that's how I've always done it. I don't know if I had a shoebox right here.
I've seen two spellings, and both of them piss me off.
Yeah, the 33 History of Flights are dropping on the 18th. I'm sorry. The 33 Future of Flights are dropping the 18th, which I thought was really cool that they called them that, since they look back on the past shoes with their History of Flight models. So I thought that was cool. And then we're going to have two LeBron 16s dropping. You'll have the official colorway on that one is, it's multicolor.
What does that even mean?
Don't ask me, man. It's multicolor, metallic silver, and cool gray.
Yeah, that's a pass.
So, actually, have you seen them?
No, but is because it cool gray or wolf gray?
It's cool gray.
what's the difference?
I think wolf gray is actually a little bit darker. Like, actually, I was playing on Nike ID, and they had the two grays, and I was trying to compare them, but, like, I don't know if it's that my computer was at a weird angle or what, but I didn't see much.
Word.
Like, they look pretty dope, if you ask me, because they have a white outsole.
Okay.
And then it's that battle knit upper that's, like, multicolor. And actually, it reminds me of the Fruity Pebble LeBron 4s.
Oh,
so, like, it's yeah, got just a bunch of different, like, colors in it.
Those are awesome.
I think they're really dope. And then the second colorway that's coming out, which I think is actually, like, super dope, is they're calling it the King, which
is it all gold?
No.
It ain't King.
It's team red metallic gold. And then that multicolor again. I don't know what that means in this shoe.
That actually sounds like a really good combination. I'm not even gonna lie.
But, like, in that, once again, man, you start getting into those colors. Like, that team red looks way more maroon or crimson to me.
Crimson. I do like when LeBron has the crimson to his shoes.
I agree. But then, like with my LeBron 8s, like, or no, I think it's the 7s. The box says varsity red, but that shit looks crimson.
No, yeah, I would agree that's crimson.
But, supposedly,
wait a minute, hold up. So, the crimson chin, his suit was team red. He didn't look crimson to me. The crimson, Fairly Odd Parents, crimson chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's crimson. He wasn't crimson. Dude, he was team red.
He was red. No doubt about that. He was red. These ones are dope though. On the heel of them, they have a fucking leopard print.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's darker and it's a little bit more, like, I guess as subtle as you can make leopard print.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the majority of that maroon color, and then all the accents are touched off in gold, and it's a dope looking shoe.
That's awesome.
What's
it retailing for?
That is a good question. I did not look,
because if it's 180 above, I can't.
I did miss. Not look that up.
I'm sure it's like 180. He's been, like, pricing, like, his shoes have gone up over the years. They've gone up tremendously.
Well, I'm not positive because I know, like, this year, like, with the 33, they dropped the price. It went from, it was 185 with the 32, and then it's 175 with the 33.
Ew.
So I don't necessarily know the way that they're going with LeBron's. I want to say this, the 15s were at like 175. Mm-hmm. So I would assume the 16s are going to be somewhere around there. Sorry, I failed everybody. I didn't actually look that up. But then Friday the 19th was, shout out to my mom and dad, the 19th will be their 44th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
So shout out to Carl and Joanne, love you guys. But yeah, Friday the 19th, you got the Air Jordan 10 Tinkers dropping.
Man, I'm good on those. No.
Have you seen them?
I don't want to see anything.
That's exactly how I feel. I wish I would have never seen
them. Oh, they're that bad, huh?
So it's obviously.
Hey, but if Justin Timberlake rocks it, I might. I heard he's seen it. He's top five Lakes ever.
Dude, the Tinker 3s are dope. These Tinker 10s aren't like the Tinker 3s. It's a colorway that's inspired by another Tinker shoe.
So in the 10 model, though? Like, they use the base?
Yeah, in the 10 model.
That is disgusting.
So, they're inspired by the Huarache Light from 94. Mm. From the...
Barely Born.
The original, like, ultramarine theme. The colorway on this is Racer Blue, Black, Team Orange, and White. So
Russell Westbrook is going to be wearing these.
They do kind of have a OKC feel.
You know what I mean?
But actually, it's funny because it's more of an OKC than a Knicks.
Oh, I completely forgot about the Knicks. Yeah.
So like that, the upper is all a blue nubuck. Mm. It's that racer blue nubuck.
That's bold.
And then around like the laces and the tongue in that is all black. The lining on these is a light blue, like almost that powder blue color.
Who greenlit the idea? Like, someone sat down and just said, "Hey, man, just do."
The Gentry Humphrey was like, "Yo, this is a good idea."
They just let a bunch of middle schoolers come together, like, "Hey, pick your favorite colors and throw them on."
Like, I don't mean this in a bad or an ignorant way or anything, but it kind of reminds me of like a Dorenbach colorway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like where it's kind of out there.
Yeah.
And then the coolest thing I think about this shoe is about the only thing. Is it has the outsole is white with the orange stripes.
It's kind of cool.
So then we also got two pair of Pumas dropping that day.
Pass, I'm good.
Yeah, we can skip that.
Hey, Terry, now, take those off.
I am not one of those dudes that would just automatically say pass to Puma. But I ain't about this fucking dad shoe life. I'm so sick of that shit. Like, fuck your Yeezy Wave Runners. Like, fuck all that shit. I don't want... Like, the only dad shoe I want is maybe some Monarchs.
The Monarch 4s. What up?
Checks over stripes. That's what I like.
Hey, we're canceling Kanye, by the way. Forever. I don't care. Take your meds, sir, please. I appreciate it.
Speaking of Adidas, though...
Checks over stripes. We're Aubrey.
Now I'm kind of regretting saying that.
Checks over stripes. No, that's kind of a dope statement. Like, I'm riding with that one. I'm rolling.
So, there is another NMD human trainer. The Pharrell kicks.
I love those designs. There's the all white joints? Dropping
this weekend. No. It's the BBC by Adidas NMD HU trainer.
Oh, man. What's the colorway on that? Black?
They're white, navy, red, and yellow.
I wasn't even close.
So, it's actually, for the most part, it's a white upper with some stripes of each color on them.
That's cool.
And then embroidered in the top, like, where it says, like, you know, the HU and whatnot on most of the shoes. Mm-hmm. One of the shoes says heart, and then the other one says mind.
That's awesome.
I actually thought they were pretty dope.
I've actually never seen anyone outside of Instagram actually have a pair. Like, they're just, like, these mythical, like, you can't get these.
I don't think I have either, if you want to know.
I've never seen anybody wear them.
Never seen them in person, no.
You know?
And then in some news here, we got the new Travis Scott Jordan 1s.
Fire.
Were previewed by Travis Scott himself.
Awesome.
And they look dope. Mm-hmm. And that's saying something, because, like, I was talking about before, like, I do not like the off-white shoes or any of that. And on these Travis Scott joints, you got a reverse swoosh. Mm-hmm. Which is real dope.
Mm-hmm. Something a little different.
And then I just think the colorway is dope too. Like, you know, whenever they're brown and white with a black swoosh. Mm-hmm. You don't ever see that.
No.
So I'm pretty pumped about that. And then the there's that hidden Velcro pocket in the lining, which is
I need too. That because my cereal. I just keep dropping my cereal every time I play.
Travis was pulling money out of that, but
I don't judge you.
Have that cash flow,
put your cheese string in there.
But you can put whatever you want.
Make cottage cheese. That
pocket, man. You can put whatever you want.
Travis
in that pocket,
was
man.
Pulling money out of that, but
which. You know, actually, I like the fours.
But does no one remember when Nate Robinson had a collab with Stance that had pockets in the socks? From 2014 to 2018 has been crazy.
It's been so much
going on.
I wonder what Nate Robinson's doing now.
I quit. I don't know, but he's jacked. I follow him on Instagram. He is jacked.
Yeah, that's I haven't seen him play ball in a while, I can tell you that.
I watched a lot of basketball on YouTube in my spare time that I don't like to talk about, but I watched him in the LA League. What is the LA League that everyone plays in the summer?
Oh, the Drew League?
Drew League. He played in the Drew League against the MVP last year, and Nate still looks pretty good. I know he was in the Big Three. Did he hit that buzzer beat on Rashad McCants?
I believe he did.
They got into a scuffle over a made shot.
I vaguely remember hearing about that now, yeah.
Yeah, but Rashad, you are a brave human being, because Nate Robinson would lay you down. He would lay you down. It's a wrap.
Nate Robinson looks like he'd be, like, the best corner in the NFL. Like, he's just jacked.
You know? Like, what is he, like, 5'8"? I think he's a generous 5'8". 5'8", 180.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's in size. He's got size on him.
Yeah. But I think that's about.
We're not talking about the Kyrie Fives here?
Oh, you've seen them.
Oh, my God. They kind of look the same as, like, the threes?
Yeah.
Or the fours, I'm sorry. But I like them, and I like all these colorways. Like, Kyrie just dropped the Fruit Loops. I'm sorry, not the Fruit Loops. The Lucky Charms.
Yep, the Lucky Charms, the Wheaties.
Oh, man. The Lucky Charms look so beautiful.
There was Lucky Charms, Wheaties, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Best cereal ever.
There was another one in there, too.
It was red and all red? And all red upper?
I think so.
I don't know what cereal that would be.
I don't remember now, though. But, yeah. The Kyrie 5s actually do look pretty dope. I like how... See, now this is a good example of, like, how I like where Nike's going. Mm-hmm. Where, like, they kind of have... It almost looks like those, like, eyelets are, like...
At the end of the laces?
No, like the where you stick the laces into the shoes.
Gotcha.
They almost look like they're kind of like actually like on the outside of the shoe, like the like ropes almost poking out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty good look, which is kind of similar to how the Curry Fives are. So I don't know about that.
Shout out Under Armour.
Hey man, Under Armour isn't as bad as people say it is.
Wait. Not better than Triple B's. I need the mellow ones, hey man, dude.
At least I can go get some Under Armours.
You don't want to drop 500 on some Triple B's?
If you guys want to see a funny story, you got to go look up Dan Le Batard getting his Big Baller Brand shoes.
Did he get some?
When they sent him a different pair of shoes than what he was even supposed to get.
Hey, have you guys looked at the Better Bureau of like business for him for the Triple B's? Like I guess like in the beginning, like they weren't like sending like their like people like their orders. People like ordered like they pre-ordered like Lonzo shoes, like one of those black joints, and like no one ever got them.
That's funny. I do remember hearing about that. Yeah.
I need some mellow ones though. Like no, I might drop 500 for that. I might drop 500 for that.
No.
What's the most you've spent on a shoe?
Most I've spent on a shoe.
Like, there's no one here. You could tell me.
I want to say 225.
Okay. That's a solid. Like, that's like, you know what I mean?
I've stated it many times. I won't pay resale prices.
Except for the All Hallow Eves Off-White. I'll pay resale for those. I don't give a fuck.
No, the only Off-Whites I like are the Prestos. Other than that, I think they're all whack. Like, I don't understand, like, what the obsession is with them, especially the Jordan 1s.
I like some of the colorways. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do like the blue one. For some reason, the blue ones just hit for me. But then you can just get that colorway on your own.
I do agree that either, like, those the UNC ones or the all-whites actually look a lot better.
I don't like the red.
But I ain't fucking with them.
For not a thousand. I made a StockX account. I shouldn't have. I know. But I was like looking because I was like, you know,
I got one too.
I could probably buy these. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's a stack. But then I'm like, dude, you could use this for something else. But I almost pulled the trigger. But could you believe it? Like, it went from like, I'm a 9. So a 9 was like 1250 or whatever. And then the 8.5 was like 1500. I was like, no, dude.
Yeah. StockX has some ridiculous shit going on.
I guess you can make payments on it, like.
Oh, for real?
It's called Affirm. It looks jank.
Dude, you should have never told me that.
You can make payments. It's like you can pay $65 a month for whatever. I don't know what their rates are.
Should have never told me that.
What would you get if you?
I'm gonna be looking at it tonight.
What would you get? It just doesn't seem like a feasible, like, it's not like a fruitful endeavor. Like, what happens when you get it? Like, you know, you wear it one time to, like, Meijer, and then you go home, and you're like, man, I was killing it at Meijer. Like, did you see the Walmart or the Meijer greeter? She was hating.
No, man, but see, like, I think that's why I can get away with, you know, being such a big sneaker guy up here is the fact that, like, it ain't got nothing to do with what anybody else says.
Mm.
I start on motherfuckers I don't even know. Like, they don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's a long,
like,
humble...
Like, when I rolled up to a wedding in my...
Your own wedding with your own custom? Nice.
I did that, too.
I did that. I did that.
I rolled up to a wedding one time in my... white and blue jay.
Did you really?
Sheet Air Force Ones.
Do you get them dirty?
No.
I just rolled up to a wedding. Why'd you say that so casually?
Clearly had the best looking fit there.
With the sheet one.
Dude, not only was I wearing the Sheet Air Force Ones, I had a blue button down shirt that matched perfectly.
Okay.
And then a dope ass Jerry Garcia tie. Shout out to Kohl's.
Dude, Kohl's is fire.
Dude, Kohl's got some good stuff.
They've helped me out in the buying plenty of time.
Especially being a bigger guy. I can get a lot of stuff from Kohl's.
Kohl's is nice.
Big and tall. As far as, I don't know. You really got me thinking about that now. Like, what would I buy off StockX if...
I got one for you. Kobe 6 Grinches. If I could buy any shoe... If I had no other prior obligations, I would have been bought those.
Yeah. I don't know if the... I mean, probably, if you want to know the truth, you're probably looking at my Grails, the 03 black and gold Jordan ones.
The ones that you let go a couple years ago?
The ones that my mom made me not buy.
It's Carol, huh? Carol's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Joanne.
I was testing you, and you passed.
Okay, good.
Shout out Joanne, though.
Yeah, I mean,
what were they going for then?
Retail on those in 2004, it's $100.
No,
$99.99. That's what retail was. I haven't found a DS pair in a size 12, which is my size now. Not when I was in seventh grade, though.
Hey, some people just never... I've been the same shoe size since, like, ninth grade. Leave me alone.
DS pair of size 12, I haven't found for under 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah, so shout out to anybody listening. If you have a pair,
run them.
Hook a brother up. Please.
Do we know anyone with like a superb sneaker game? Like I know it's sparse up here, but like I feel like there's someone up here with like a really awesome collection.
I know a few cats that have some heat.
I really can't think of any. The only kid I can remember like growing up like looking at is like Tyler Leaf had a nice collection.
Tyler Leaf had a
great collection.
I bought quite a few pair off of him.
Yeah.
Tyler Geary had some dope stuff, but he wore like a size 9 or some shit.
My man.
Never worked out for me.
I really can't think of anyone. J Mitch. He had the 14. J Mitch?
I'm pretty sure he had bread ones. I know he had black toe 14s. He had the Mars 4s. I remember being so jealous about the Mars 4s.
He had the blue and powder blue and black 14s.
Yeah.
I really can't think of anyone else. I know.
Back when we were in high school, BC, Brian Carter.
The 21, the dude, Toro
he
Red.
Had, he had a lot of dope.
Oh, my God.
I remember him having, he had like 3 different pair of Jordan 20s.
I love the 20s.
I remember, like, I specifically remember him having the I think it was the Midwest colorway that was...
The yellow ones?
No, the...
The red?
The yellow ones were the West Coast. I want to say the powder blue was the East Coast, and then the red ones were the Midwest, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
I remember him having those, and then I also remember him having the Stealth.
The Lowe's?
No, the regular high tops, they're like all black with...
The 22s, yeah?
No, the 20s. They're like all black with some darker gray accents.
No, I've never seen those.
Darker gray and red. Those are fire. But yeah, no, he did have the 22 3/4 cut.
Mm-hmm. I did like those.
And so did Tyler Geary.
Ricky Greer had a pair, didn't
he? He may have.
Fucking love Ricky.
Actually, somebody from high school whose shoe game was very underrated was Ryan Sleater and all his LeBrons.
Yeah!
He had a lot of dope LeBrons.
What were the... It wasn't a Team Jordan-based shoe, but it was a Jordan shoe. His one shoe was miscolored.
Oh.
White. He had the white... I'm sorry, was it white and black or white and red?
There was one... One was white and red.
I think he had that.
The other one, I think, was like black and red or something like that.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Those were the Jordan douche trays.
Douche trays.
Yup. I remember those.
Those were amazing. I still like those to this day.
Then actually, there was another Jordan shoe that Tina LaValle had.
Really?
She used them for her basketball shoes. I remember I wanted a pair so bad. They were called the Jordan Shake'ems or something like that. They were a team shoe.
Is it white and gold?
No, they were. I think the ones that she had were actually like a white and blue.
I don't remember.
They didn't match our colors at all.
Right, right.
But yeah, there wasn't a lot of heat in our school.
No, Adam Huss. Adam Huss had he had the LeBron 3s, he had the LeBron 4s. I guess he had all the LeBrons. And then he had the Kobe's. I just saw a picture he recently posted. He's still playing. He had the Kyrie 4s. That's a white and blue, and they look super crispy.
See, I'm not a huge fan of the Kyrie 4s, but
they looked awesome.
I think the Kyrie 4 lows are dope.
I can't wear lows because I'm always scared I'm going to roll my ankle.
Well, I mean, I haven't worn them to hoop in, you know, in years now, so.
Yeah.
But.
I've been rocking the KD10s. I got, like, the Ant Pearl 10s.
The Ant Pearl ones, eh?
Yeah.
Which is actually something that we were discussing earlier. With it being October right now, we haven't seen much, like, breast cancer awareness or
there's
anything
none,
like we normally do, like, and like, what's up with that? Like, but actually, it was the KD4s had dope breast cancer awareness.
Dude, the all, like, it was like the metallic pink. Oh man,
and then the KD5s also were dope too.
I don't remember those. I love the 6s, though, and I never got a chance to get a pair.
You don't remember those. You had a pair of KD5s.
The 5s? Oh, the Christmas ones.
Yeah, you had the Christmas ones.
Those were horrible. The laces would not stay.
No.
They were terrible.
I don't think I ever actually wore a pair.
No, 0 out of 10 would recommend.
But, yeah, those, the LeBron Soldiers also always had breast cancer awareness model too.
The KOs? Oh, that's Kobe.
Kobe did too, actually, yeah.
Kobe had some nice ones.
As far as just that white and pink colorway, I think guys can rock pink too. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Shout out Cameron.
Cameron.
Cameron, he held it down.
Whatever happened to that pink Ranger over, I wonder.
I don't know.
Is there like some like suburban mom like
he sold it to
whipping
Paris.
That pink Ranger over? Like,
yeah, who was
bringing the kids to soccer practice?
Who was Jesse's wife on Full House? I bet she's got it. Who was that? Is it Becky?
Yeah, Becky. Her name was
Shout
Becky.
My girl Becky.
Shut up, Full House.
Shut up. No.
Nah. Side note, my kid loves Fuller House.
Well, is it good? I've actually never seen an episode.
My 8-year-old loves Fuller House. He knows like every word from every episode. Like, it's kind of weird.
Have you watched? You've watched some of it, I'm assuming, yeah?
I've seen some of it here and there.
What would you rate it? Scale 0 to 10?
It's bad.
Really? Does it at least have Jodie Sweetin in there?
Yeah, like it has like it has like the original cast and stuff.
Mary-Kate and the twins, too?
Mary-Kate and Ashley are the only ones that are not in it.
Well, then you're missing, like, an integral part right there.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't think it'd make it any better.
They need to get Taj Mahri back on there.
Taj Mahri?
Was
shout out to Smart Guy. Man, can we get Smart Guy back?
Yeah, get it on Netflix.
Jeez.
Marcus Weaver? Moe?
Mo. I saw something that I don't know, it was like some Snoop Dogg musical that's coming out.
Really?
That has his name was Omar Epps.
Okay.
he's in it, and they said Omar Epps from Baby Boy. I'm like, nah, dude, like that's Omar Epps from Smart Guy.
Smart Guy. He's a smart guy. I binge watched that show. I feel like within the last 2 years.
I used to pull it up on YouTube all the time.
Hell yeah, man! Same here. We are literally the same person.
Speaking of that, actually, I wanted to know how you felt about the Dragon Ball Z Adidas collab.
Awful. I won't even waste.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Goku joints.
No, if you gave it to me for free, I wouldn't even take them.
And actually, I like the Frieza joints too.
The young ones.
Yeah, young I think ones. Those are dope.
I don't know, man. It just looks like an off-brand, like Yeezy Wave Rider or whatever. I'm so anti Yeezy though. So,
I do. The Cell ones I like too.
I actually haven't seen those.
But those are the only three that I think I've seen. I don't think I've seen any other ones.
I can't look at them on my phone. I'm not gonna waste my free. My free messaging and free data for that.
I'm surprised about that because you love DBZ.
Oh, I love it. I still watch it. I watch it literally every summer. But I can't. It looks horrible. They should have gave it to Vans or Nike to do something better with it.
Dude, I still don't like Vans.
You don't like Vans?
No, I ain't fucking with that.
Dang, man. You don't like the low top look? They look good in jeans,
They're
man.
They're so low, though.
That's what the California is like, yeah, man.
I'm not about that life.
They're originally from California, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brand started in Cali. Yeah, I ain't about that life. Somebody, hold on.
We should bring Etnies back. Hold on. If we're talking about brands, I looked on a pair on eBay and I put a bid in. It's $50. It says all white upper, like smooth butter, with the black Etnies, but shaded around it is red. I put a bid in.
I'll make fun of you just as much as I did in high school for that shit.
Nah. I didn't wear them in high school. I wore them in middle school. That life. About the Etnies life? At least we're not bringing Osiris.
Dude, seriously, like every girl that wore Etnies in high school, like, just like...
Smokes cigarettes.
And does meth now. Like, I'm not about
That's a very harsh accusation, man. Like, you got some support to back this up here?
You can fact check me if you
want. We can do it offline. We can do it offline. I'm chilling.
In the Philadelphia game here, Philly and Boston, somebody was sitting on the bench with the all-star colorway of the Huarache 2K4s.
The ones that Kobe wore?
Yeah, like the all-star colorway, the red, white, and blue ones.
Who was that?
I'm not sure who it was. I just saw that somebody...
Julian Edelman was at the game I saw. How much did those go for?
I don't know what they were when they retroed. I don't remember what they were. I want to say they were $125.
That's a good price.
I also heard a funny story about Adidas and Kobe. So, as pretty much everybody knows, when Kobe first came in the league, he was signed to Adidas. And the first few shoes, like, Adidas designed for him and stuff. And supposedly, he completely took over creative control. And, like, he shot his own ad. Like, he basically directed everything himself.
Oh, wow.
So then, when his line started failing, he blamed it all on Adidas and just peaced out.
Nice, my man.
Like,
corporate moves only.
That's a Kobe move. You know? Right? That is a Kobe move.
You basically almost did that to the 2004 Lakers?
Well, basically. He was ready to. Well, it all depends if you're talking about Shaq and Kobe breaking up.
No, I think it was the...
It was, I think, 2006 when he was a free agent, and he kept like flirting with going to the Clippers.
Why would you go to the Clippers? I'm not gonna go there and hang out with Corey Maggette and Elton Brand.
I've heard multiple stories.
Hold on, if Darius Miles handshakes me in the layup lines, I'm punching him. Don't shake my hand. Hold on. Elton Brand, Corey Maggette, Darius Miles. I don't know who else is on that team. So formidable. Oh, Chris Kamen.
Chris Kamen, the janitor. Wasn't that his nickname?
Yeah, I'm not passing the ball to Chris Kamen.
Wasn't he the custodian? Actually, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, Chris Kamen, the caveman, dude.
But no, actually, I've heard multiple stories that the Pistons were close to trading for both Shaq and Kobe at one point.
Who would they offer?
3-year stretch.
Ben, Rasheed?
Basically, it would have been blowing the whole team up, and you wouldn't have ever gotten anywhere. Like,
I still, to this day, say that if Shaq and Kobe had just worked out their differences, they would have at least won at least two more.
At least. At least. That's a different pod for a different day. But I think it's about time to wrap it up here. So I want to thank Nuggie for being here. I want to thank you all for listening. I know it was a little bit different than the normal structure.
Get Lance Stevenson a shoe. I'm rolling with that.
Nike, if anybody's listening.
Hold up. Anta, send the check. Cut the check. I need the Klay Thompson 2s also.
Yo, okay. If any brand is listening out there.
Pay less?
Get Lance Stevenson a shoe.
Get Lance a shoe. I'm
Thank you.
I will cross over anyone in a pair of Lance 1s. Or Born Ready 1s.
So, I guess, like I said, thank you to Nuggie for being here. Thank you to all you guys listening. Please continue to listen and give me feedback. Tell me where I can improve. This is all about making you guys happy.
Album on the way.
There ain't no album on the way.
No, I'm on the way.
I am not Mike Jones.
Who?
Hit me up. Social media is all at Biggie Smores. BIGGIE_SMORES. Peace and much love to you.